A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Beya Chaf Dalet, Beya 24a, pagination, page 47, towards the bottom of the page, about 9 lines from the bottom. Masnisin a new Mishnah. Mitzudas Chayav Of Vidogim. Person has traps for different wildlife. Sha'asan me'erav yamtif, that he set up before yamtif. Lo yito me'em b'yamtif. You're not allowed to go to the trap and take the animal that was trapped and use it on yamtif. Elo imkein, unless yodeya shenitzodim me'erav yamtif, that you know that it was trapped from before yamtif, and they had different techniques. They would know that the trap sprung before yamtif. But if you don't have that information, you're not allowed to take the animal. The problem over here is a concept called Safek Muchan, questionable if it was prepared before Yom Tov, ready to be used. And the halacha by Safek Muchan is that we are Machmir and you're not allowed to use it. The Mishnah continues and gives a case where a non-Jew brought an item to Rabban Gamliel and discusses in the Mishnah and in the Gemara what the ruling would be in such a case. Again, the first case of the Mishnah was a question of whether it was Muchan from before Yom Tov because it got trapped on Yom Tov. The second case is a case where it's Safek Muchan because the non-Jew went and trapped it, or harvested, or did whatever it was that we would not be allowed to do, and we wouldn't be allowed to ask him to do, but he did it and brought it to us. Are we allowed to eat it? And if we're not allowed to eat it right away, at what point would we be allowed to eat it? Let's turn the page to the bottom of Amud Beis, Chavdalet Amud Beis 24b, pagination 48. We are 5 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Papa said towards the end of a line, Hilchasa, the halacha is. Listen closely. Nochri Shehevi Doron the Yisrael B'yamtif. A non-Jew brought a gift to a Jew on Yamtif. Im yesh may also hamin bimechubar, if this type is available, connected to the ground, so that we have reason to believe that he might have plucked it on Yom Tov, meaning we're not sure it was muchan from before Yom Tov. It might be it was not muchan and it only became available now. Osur, you're not allowed to use it. And that's consistent with what we learned in the Mishnah. If the item was not muchan, whether it was because it was trapped by the trap, or because it was connected before Yom Tov, and the non-Jew plucked it on Yom Tov, but if it was not muchan, it's not permitted. The sophistication comes over here in the next phrase. V'lo erev nami, and at the evening as well, Asurin b'chdei sheyasu. The item that was plucked by the non-Jew, possibly on Yom Tov, but we're going to be machmer and assume that it was a problem, it's going to be forbidden even after that day of Yom Tov is over, b'chdei sheyasu, in the amount of time that it takes to pluck the item, because we don't want benefit to be derived from the fact that he did this on Yom Tov. There's, of course, sophisticated discussion. What does it mean, b'chdei sheyasu? If there's a basket of fruit and I want to serve it to the whole family, does it mean a team of workers to harvest the basket? Or does it mean how long it would take one person to harvest the basket? We could dissect exactly how it would be applied, but there's a concept. The concept is b'chdei sheya'asu, how long would it take, and then it's permitted. There's a fascinating Rashi over here. Rashi learns that if you were dealing with a two-day Yom Tov, it would already become permitted, according to Rashi, after the first day of Yom Tov. And Rashi says, I can compare it to the original Beya Shanolda B'Yom Tov of our Masechta, where an egg was laid on the first day Yom Tov. We did not allow you to use it on the first day Yom Tov, but by the second day Yom Tov, we allowed you to use it with the concept of Mimon Nafshach. Either yesterday was Yom Tov and today is weekday, so you could use it, or yesterday was weekday, so it was laid before Yom Tov, and today is Yom Tov, but it was laid before Yom Tov, and therefore you could use it. And we discussed then the only exception that troubled us was the case of 2 days Rosh Hashanah, but otherwise a regular Yom Tov, we were working with a Mimon Nafshach, either today or tomorrow. One day is weekday, and therefore it should be permitted. Says Rashi, it was so simple to him that this was the ruling that he never bothered discussing it with his Rebbe until after his Rebbe was Nifter, and then he came across people who had a dissenting opinion and said that it's not permitted until Motzoei Yom Tov Sheni, until after the second day of Yom Tov, and there were cities that followed such a minig, and Rashi says, I'm totally at a loss, I don't understand why they should be waiting until the end of the second day of Yom Tov. It should be exactly like an egg, and it should be permitted, because one day is weekday, whichever day it is. And therefore the item should be permitted on second day Yom Tov. Taisvis, in this long Taisvis Vila Erev, presents a very beautiful insight as to why this case where a non-Jew brought the item is more strict than when the egg was laid. And he says, because the whole concern over here is not primarily a hachana issue, was it prepared? Because if that was the whole issue, we would agree it's like an egg which came on its own, and it's prepared. Either today it's prepared, or tomorrow it's prepared. The problem over here that we're dealing with is the fear that a person will tell the non-Jew to do this exact act which he did. And the reason that we forbid it, b'chadei sheya'asu, in the amount of time that it would take to be produced after Yom Tov, is so that this time the non-Jew brought it to you, and you refrained, you did not benefit from it until such time that it was able to be brought in a permitted way. Therefore, next time you won't even bother asking him for such a thing, because you know that you're going to have to wait until it could have been produced in a permitted way. And this is a great way to enforce making sure that you don't ask him to do things on Yom Tov which are forbidden. If we're following this logic, to make sure that you don't ask him to do something when you're not allowed to ask him to do it, so that reasoning applies to both days of Yom Tov. It's only when the item was produced on its own, that the egg was laid, that you could argue, well, either today or tomorrow is permitted because in reality one day is weekday. But if the issue is your behavior, I don't care which day might be a weekday, you are not allowed to ask him to do malacha. And therefore both days are going to be prohibited, because we need to make sure that you don't get into the habit of asking him to do things on Yom Tov, both first day and second day, regardless. Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Kuf Tes Vav makes a fascinating observation. Mishnah Berurah says, that there's reason to believe that even if we follow this stricter approach, which is the approach of Tosfos, which argues on Rashi and says that b'chdei sheya'asu, in the amount of time it needs to be produced, is not referring just to after first day Yom Tov, and during second day Yom Tov it's going to be permitted. Tosfos maintains you have to wait until after second day Yom Tov, and then wait the amount of time until it could have been produced in a permitted way, because we're worried that you shouldn't ask the non-Jew during Yom Tov to do it, and both days were forbidden for you to ask him to do it, says the Mishneh Berurah. But that's only that you're going to have to wait for the person who did the asking, or for the person for whom it was brought. That person is going to have to wait until after the second day of Yom Tov, until such time that it could have been produced in a permitted way. Aval l'sha'ar Yisrael, the Mishneh Berurah says, but to any other Jew, mutar miyad, it would be permitted right away after the first day Yom Tov. Because the concern that we have here is that you're going to ask the non-Jew to do it. And we have a principle, ein adam chote velo lo, a person does not do a sin for someone else. So as long as we tell the person who we think is going to be tempted to do the asking, it will not be permitted to you. And right now the item that was brought for you is not permitted for you until such time that it could be done in a permitted way. That is sufficient to protect that no one will ask the non-Jew to do it. Because to ask for himself, the precedent and the ruling for the future is that he's going to have to wait until after second day Yom Tov is over. And we wait until it could have been made permitted. And as far as asking for somebody else to be able to benefit, the principle, ein adam chote velo lo, people don't do that. People don't ask for somebody else. And as long as that principle would be in place, the Mishneh Berurah says, there actually would be justification for someone else to benefit from the item that was brought by the non-Jew. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.